وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك فضل مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala envelop you in his rahmah and his mercy, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى، تلك أمانيهم، قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين. بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن فله أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, they say none but a Jew or a Christian will enter heaven, enter Jannah. This is their hope. Say, produce your proof if you are truthful. However, the one who surrenders himself to Allah and does righteous deeds shall find his reward with his Lord. Neither will fear overtake them, nor shall they grieve. A denial of the claim of the Jews and the Christians that heaven Jannah is reserved only for them. They say none but a Jew or a Christian will enter Jannah, heaven. The Jews claim that heaven and Jannah was reserved for them, while the Christians claim that only they may enter heaven. Despite adulterating their scriptures and denying Allah's prophets, these people have the audacity to claim their places in heaven. Due to the baseless nature of their claim, Allah says, this is their hope. Allah then commands that they should be asked, produce your proof if you are truthful. They have absolutely no proof for their claim to be the chosen people. Verse 18 of Surah Maidah quotes them as saying, we are Allah's children and beloved. How can anyone be close to Allah when they subscribe to polytheistic beliefs and reject Allah's messengers? They believe these things appease their consciences, and also because of the misleading advice of their leaders. The Jewish religion is ancestral because they believe that only their people can be Jews. They do not propagate their religion because they feel that their religion is reserved for them only. They believe that only they have been guided, and that the rest of mankind should have no religion from Allah. The Christians do not even follow the religion brought by Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, whom they refer to as Jesus Christ. They claim that he told them that he was Allah's son, and that he commanded them to worship him and his mother. They also claim that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam told them that he will be killed, and that Allah had his son killed to serve as a salvation for all mankind. However, they have fabricated all these claims and have nothing to prove that these claims are true. The Christians accept all these claims because of convenience. It is all too easy to endlessly commit sins and have them all forgiven by the priest the following Sunday. In this stupor, they even concede to the priest as being Allah's deputy. Despite all these made-up beliefs, the Christians claim their right to paradise and Jannah. This is nothing more than mere wishful thinking. People of many other religions also entertain this wishful thinking with regard to themselves. However, none of them can prove that their deen, their religion, can secure salvation for them in the hereafter. It is strange that these very people eat and enjoy Allah's bounties, yet offer their allegiance and devotion to other gods, wishfully expecting to attain heaven and Jannah. Now the question arises, who is deserving of Jannah, of heaven? Allah describes the people worthy of Jannah when he says, however, the one who surrenders himself to Allah and does righteous deeds shall find his reward with his Lord. Neither will fear overtake them, nor shall they grieve. This verse contains the prescription for entry into Jannah, which any person can use. The Arabic word muhsin, translated above as does righteous deeds, is derived from the root word ihsan, which refers to a person who performs an act properly or whose beliefs are correct. Certain commentators have translated muhsin as sincere. Therefore, the muhsin will be the one whose beliefs conform to what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught. Whoever does not conform to these beliefs cannot be termed a muhsin, and therefore cannot secure heaven and Jannah for himself. Similarly, the person whose deeds do not conform to the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as the one whose deeds are not carried out sincerely for Allah's pleasure, will have his or her deeds rejected. Such a person will therefore receive no rewards in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the concluding verse of Surah Kahf, so whoever aspires for the meeting with his Lord should perform good deeds and not associate anyone as partner to the worship of his Lord. If the infidels, the kuffar, perform a deed sincerely for Allah's pleasure, it will not be accepted because of their corrupted beliefs. With regard to their deeds, Allah Ta'ala says in verse 23 of Surah Furqan, we will then turn to their deeds and reduce it to scattered dust. If anyone should say that the verse does not specify that a person needs to be a Muslim to enter heaven, Jannah, he will be told that the phrases, the one who surrenders himself to Allah and does righteous deeds, that is, a benefactor, muhsin, will automatically disqualify non-Muslims. Besides this, other verses specify this condition. Example, Allah says in Surah Ali Imran, whoever seeks a deen, a religion besides Islam, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ it shall never be accepted from him, and he will be in the hereafter amongst the losers. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ لَيْسَتِ النَّصَارَى عَلَى شَيْءٍ وقالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء وهم يتلون الكتاب كذلك قال الذين لا يعلمون مثل قولهم فالله يحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. The Jews say the Christians are upon naught, upon nothing, while the Christian says the Jews are upon naught and nothing, whereas they recite the scripture. Those who have no knowledge say exactly what they say. Allah will judge between them on the day of judgment concerning the matters in which they differ. Now the debate between the Jews and the Christians. Durr-i Mansur reports from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Jews were present with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the Christians of Najran came to him. One of the Jews by the name of Rafi bin Harm Mila said to the Christians, you people have no basis, nor did you ever have. In saying so, he rejected the Risalat and Prophethood of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, as well as the Injil, the New Testament. Thereupon a person from the Christians said, you people are upon nothing, you are on naught. There is your religion has no source. In this way, he also became guilty of refuting one of Allah's prophets, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and the book that Musa alayhi salam came with, the Torah. It was with reference to this dispute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the above verse saying, the Jews say the Christians are upon naught, while the Christian says the Jews are upon naught, whereas they recite the scripture. Based on their knowledge of the Torah and the Injil, both parties were aware of the fact that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam were Allah's prophets. Those who have no knowledge say exactly what they say. That is, the people of the nations prior to the Jews and the Christians also rejected the truth, just like the polytheists and mushrikeen of Makkah rejected the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, Allah will judge between them on the day of judgment concerning the matters in which they differ. The truth will then become apparent from falsehood for all to see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Sabah, verse 26, say, our Lord will gather us and then decide between us with truth. The author of Bayan al-Quran writes that Allah will decide practically between them by dispatching the people of falsehood to hell and the people of truth to heaven, to Jannah. The theoretical decision has already been made in this world via various logical and other proofs. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَنْ يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Who can be more unjust than the one who prevents the name of Allah being taken in the masjid, in the masajid, and exerts himself for its ruination? These people may only enter therein in fear. There shall be humiliation in this world and a terrible punishment in the hereafter. The grave injustice of preventing Allah's name being taken in the masajid. Ma'alim al-Tanzil reports from certain commentators that the above verse was revealed with reference to the mushrikeen of Makkah when they prevented the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, from entering the Masjidul Haram to perform Umrah. Masjid is a plural of the word masjid, and they are constructed for salah, recitation of the Quran, remembrance of Allah and zikr, etc. Tawaf also takes place in the Masjidul Haram. Preventing people from these acts will result in the ruination of a mosque. While the police thought that they were maintaining the Masjidul Haram as its custodians, they were actually contributing to its ruination by placing their idols in the Kaaba Sharif and preventing the Muslims from performing their salah therein. This was one of the reasons that forced the Muslims to migrate to Medina Munawwara. When the Muslims tried to return to Makkah Mukarramah to perform Umrah, the polytheists did not even allow them to enter the precincts of Makkah Mukarramah. Eventually, the Muslims had to return without performing Umrah and were only allowed into Makkah the following year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the polytheists, these people may only enter therein in fear. There shall be humiliation in this world and a terrible punishment in the year after. This verse foretold the conquest of Makkah by the Muslims, whereafter the polytheists feared entering the Masjidul Haram. The declaration was finally made that no mushrik and polytheist was ever to enter the Masjidul Haram again. Other commentators have mentioned that the verse refers to the Jews and the Christians who violated the sanctity of Baitul Muqaddas. Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullahi says that the verse refers specifically to the Christians who used to throw harmful things into the Baitul Muqaddas and prevented people from performing salat there. Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the verse refers to the Romans who, because of the enmity for the Jews, assisted the fire-worshipping Bukht Nasr to destroy Baitul Muqaddas. Sayyidina Ka'ab Ahbar rahimahullahu ta'ala rahmatullah alayhi says that the Christians burned Baitul Muqaddas after seizing control. Now any Christian entering there will do so in fear. Whatever the specific reference of the verse, the wording of the verse is general. The verse makes it clear that preventing Allah's name being taken in the masajid is an act of great injustice. It will be permissible to prevent such people from the masjid who have left the fold of Islam. Example, those who believe that another prophet came after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like and the Qadianis as well. Preventing the entry will not be regarded as preventing Allah's name being taken, because it will actually save others from infidelity. And when such a group of people were prevented from entering a masjid, they recited the above verse in their defense. Thereupon, a learned scholar recited to them the following verse of Surah An'am: "Who can be more unjust than he who invents lies against Allah and says, 'Revelation comes to me,' when no revelation comes to him at all? And who can be more unjust than he who says, 'I shall soon reveal the like of what Allah has revealed'?" Such commentators have mentioned that the phrase, "These people may only enter therein in fear," does not apply to the Masjid al-Haram, but to any masjid. The author of Ruhul Ma'ani writes that with Allah's grace, He has fulfilled His promise to grant victory to the Muslims. Therefore, a Christian may only enter Baitul Muqaddas in fear and disguise. Sayyidina Qatada, rahmatullah alayhi, reports that any Christian found in Baitul Muqaddas is severely punished. Since the verse does not stipulate that the Muslims will remain in control over Baitul Muqaddas forever, none can raise the objection that the Christian crusaders seized control of Baitul Muqaddas, after which Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayhi defeated them. Because of the weakness in the belief, the iman, deeds and strategy of the Muslims, they lost control over the region. And these people may only enter therein in fear. The author of Bayan al-Quran interprets this verse to mean that these people ought never to even enter Baitul Muqaddas without fear, let alone violate its sanctity. Violating its sanctity is the injustice referred to at the beginning of the verse. There shall be humiliation in this world and a terrible punishment in the hereafter. All those who prevented Allah's name being taken in the Masjid al-Haram and Baitul Muqaddas suffered defeat at the hands of the Muslims. The Jews and Christians had to pay protection tax, that is jizya, to the Muslims. However, they will suffer the worst punishment in the hereafter. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to safeguard the Haramain Sharifain, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring back Masjid al-Aqsa into the hands of the Muslimin. Ameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.